The Incredible India campaign was launched in the year 2002, and it was instrumental in positioning India as a preferred destination for discerning travelers. The logo, with an exclamation mark for the letter I, became instrumental and central to various campaigns launched to promote tourism in India ever since. We experienced a 16% increase in tourist traffic in the first year of this campaign. Following the launch of the Incredible India campaign, many Indian states were encouraged to individually develop their own regional images, logos, and campaigns that would merge with, yet stand out within the mother brand of Incredible India. Hi everyone, this is Mariam Narona with another episode of Behind the Brands, a marketing podcast. I've decided to do a short series on some stellar state tourism campaigns which have run over the years in India. And today we are talking about Rajasthan, the land of deserts, castles, forts, which holds allure for the discerning traveler, for people who seek a slice of color, history, culture, and wildlife. The state draws a large number of foreign tourists and domestic travelers. The Rajasthan State Tourism Campaign is one of the best state tourism campaigns in the country in terms of content, innovation, execution, and engagement. So today we'll take a closer look at this campaign. While the Jaane Kya Dikh Jaye campaign, which was launched in the year 2016, is something which could be top of the mind recall for many of us, Padharo Mare Desh, meaning Welcome to My Land, was the state's earliest brand building initiative. It was launched as a tourism campaign in Rajasthan in the year 1993 by the then secretary Lalit K. Panwar. The campaign ran till the year 2007 and it was revived in 2019. In 2008, the slogan Colorful Rajasthan was coined, and in 2016, Jaane Kya Dikh Jaye was coined as the new slogan for Rajasthan tourism. Padharo Mare Desh, a folk song that welcomes travelers to this undulating landscape of deserts, sand dunes, forts, havelis, probably was what inspired the earliest Rajasthan state tourism campaign. So how could one enhance tourist delight? Now, travel is a personal experience. Even if we travel with others, each one of us has our own experience of the place. The foodie will appreciate the flavors and aromas. The artist will appreciate arts and crafts. The historian will soak in the historical facts and figures. His preferred locations could be monuments and landmark buildings, museums, etc. In 2016, Ogilvy created the Jaane Kya Dikh Jaye campaign, which translates into You Never Know What You Will See, highlighting the fact that travel is indeed a personalized experience. Jaane Kya Dikh Jaye was an experiential marketing approach which was employed by Ogilvy. Meera, Arya, Huan, Jane were the protagonists through whose eyes the wonders of the state were shown. Meera, a little girl, goes for a hot air balloon ride with her father. The awe and sense of wonder which she experiences are very different from how another protagonist, say Huan from China, he stood awestruck by the walls of the Kumbhalgarh fort. Or another protagonist, Arya and his friends, how they experienced the place was very different. So the television campaigns of this advertising endeavor were ably supported by print and poster advertisements which complemented the television campaign. While personalizing the travel experience was key, the campaign did not showcase the predictable experiences of forts, palaces and folk art, but they showcased offbeat locations which captured the beauty of the landscape. In 2019, a change in the state government coincided with the revamp of the state tourism campaign, and Rajasthan returned to its grand old campaign Padharo Mare Desh, which replaced Jaane Kya Dikh Jaye, which was launched by the previous government. In recent time, Rajasthan tourism has had to contend with aggressive competition from neighboring states of Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat. The logo and tagline have also been changed. The current tagline, "The Incredible State of India," complements the essence of the Incredible India campaign. And the current logo is a scroll fashioned like a shield with Padharo Mare Desh and Rajasthan tourism imprinted on it. The Jaane Kya Dikh Jaye campaign had a pictorial logo which resonated with the essence of the desert. Two birds in flight represented the eyebrows, and two camels facing in the opposite direction stood for the trademark bushy mustaches spotted by men from this desert state. And the black and white colors which were used in this previous logo depicted the starkness of the desert. Now, it is important to note other initiatives which Rajasthan has undertaken to encourage tourists. So, they have the Palace on Wheels, which is a royal travel experience to Rajasthan on a train. Light and sound shows at various forts and festivals like the Jaipur Literature Festival, Desert Festival, Jaisalmer, where you can find camel polo, which usually happens in February, the Pushkar Fair, which takes place in November, there's a kite festival in Jaipur, which is held in January, or another camel festival in Bikaner, which is usually held in January. Dhulandi and Braj Holi are held in March. There are various endeavors which have been taken to promote state tourism and to encourage travelers to experience what is literally the pulse of Rajasthan. So while many of us know Rajasthan for its forts and palaces, few of us know that it is rich in wildlife, offering a number of wildlife sanctuaries and reserves where sightings are not just restricted to the tiger. So Ranthambore is known for the tiger, but you can also see a lot of wildlife like Nilgai, Chinkara, black buck, wild boar, flocks of imperial, sand grouse, and many other species of migratory birds in the state and its various sanctuaries. Now, also important to consider is the role of digital. So a good website is in place, which is informative. It has good pictures, description. There's a lot of information which you can get just from the website and decide for yourself. They have presence on, say, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. So @my_Rajasthan has some 167,000 plus followers. The Facebook page @RajasthanTourism has around 628,000 odd followers. The YouTube channel has over 1 lakh subscribers. The Instagram page has some 37,000 plus followers. And their print advertisement campaigns are also very stellar. They haven't stopped focusing on good print advertising, thinking that, okay, it's enough to do digital, it's enough to do television campaigns. Now, in the year 2020, the COVID-19 crisis struck and tourism took a huge hit. So, in 2021, there was a sharp decline in the number of active COVID cases. And at this point, Rajasthan decided to take steps to attract domestic tourists to popular destinations in the state. This was because restrictions for international travel continued. So, they were ready to adapt to the situation and they shifted their focus to domestic tourists, which again is an example of adapting your target audience and your messages accordingly. So the Federation of Hospitality and Tourism of Rajasthan launched the first digital campaign to promote tourist destinations and connect tourism activities within the state with its rich heritage of arts and crafts. So the campaign started with a focus on ecotourism in forest areas with the participation of local communities. And the Federation of Hospitality and Tourism of Rajasthan, together with the state government, took steps to form a tourism promotion council to focus on offline promotion, digital marketing and cooperation. And they developed what is like a hub and spoke model. So the council has been formed to promote Rajasthan as a preferred tourist destination. I'd like to share my key takeaways from the Rajasthan tourism campaign. Reinvention. This is key for any brand that wants to endure, and it is no different for a state tourism campaign or a national tourism campaign. One cannot rest on past glory, nor can one keep doing the same old thing and expect different results. Now we can see how Rajasthan has reinvented its tourism campaign from highlighting warmth and hospitality, history and culture, to how they shifted to experiential marketing and then they've gone on to digital. In the context of competition from neighboring states, this adaptability and these changes become even more significant and notable. My second key takeaway is about how they've embraced digital marketing. Now, establishing a digital presence with a good website and engagement across social media platforms like YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook is vital to engage with audiences today, and they're doing that. Blending is my third key takeaway. Digital and traditional media have been employed by them to reach maximum target audiences. Their print campaigns are equally, if not more, important. So when the pandemic hit, the campaign was also adapted to attract domestic tourists. My fourth and final key takeaway is storytelling. Now, it is said that branding is the art of creating stories that move and mesmerize customers. The Rajasthan tourism campaign has been able to do that and much more. The Jaane Kya Tik Jaye campaign was an experiment in storytelling from the perspective of various travelers, thereby making the campaign more relatable, more personal. So thank you all for joining me to take a look at the Rajasthan state tourism campaign today. Do subscribe, rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts or wherever you find your podcasts. Thank you for listening.